Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 360, A Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. Isaiah is not talking about people who are having a rough week or feeling a little low. This is not soft poetry. He is describing a people who walked in darkness, literally, bodily, in the fabric of their daily lives. Oppression, exile, that kind of darkness that you know by name, the one that lives inside the house, inside the chest, inside the mind, when the quiet comes at night. God does not minimize that. The prophet does not dress it up. He looks straight at the reality and says, I see where you are. And then something stops the clock. The verb is past tense. They saw. Isaiah writes in the 8th century before Christ. But he speaks of a future promise as though it has already happened. Why? Because when God promises something, it is as certain as what he has already done. What has not yet arrived to your eyes has already arrived in God's hands. That is the steadiness of the one who promised. And centuries passed, and the promise waited. And then Jesus began his ministry in Galilee, a forgotten region, a land of ordinary people, and Matthew stops, opens Isaiah 9, and says, here, it was here, the great light came here, not a concept, not a religious idea, a person. Jesus walked into the darkest wilderness of human history and radiated glory. The great light has a name. It has a face. It has scars on its hands. And look at how that light moves. The verse says that light shone on those who dwelt in deep darkness. They did not go to it. It came upon them. You did not have to earn it. You did not have to arrive clean. Grace has a direction, and that direction is always toward your darkness. God moves first. He always moves first. Yesterday, the calendar said, Christmas is over. The lights come down, the decorations get packed away, but the coming of Christ is not an annual event that arrives and leaves. He comes today to the tired heart still processing a heavy year, to the strained home the holidays didn't fix, to the confused mind that wakes up not quite sure which way to go. The same light, the same Savior, he still comes. So this morning, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the noise of the day begins, turn on a physical light in your room, a lamp, whatever you have, and with that light on, say out loud, Jesus, you are my great light today. Come into the dark corners I have not yet surrendered to you. One simple gesture, one real intention. You are opening the door to the one who is already outside, waiting. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.